Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be talking about the sound that OR makes when it's together. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write my name, Mrs. Oldham. You write your name. And then when you're finished, you can put your pencil down because we will do some coloring first. So like I said, we're going to study or learn about what the sound OR makes when it's together. It's kind of like a bossy, controlling R. Usually the letter O says ah or O. But when R is next to it, it says or. And it's kind of, the O is kind of overshadowed. You can't really hear it. It's there. You hear it a little bit, but the R is really what you hear the most. You can hear the O. Do you see what I'm saying? It's kind of bossy. So OR says or. So I want you to look at your picture and I want you to look for this in your picture. Ready? Fort. 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 Do you see the fort? It's got a fence in front of it and there's a flag. We're going to color behind the fence. See the fort behind the fence with the flag? Let's color the fort behind the fence brown. Find a brown crayon and we'll just work on the fort behind the fence right now. Don't color the flag yet. Just do the little house behind the fence. It's a fort. It's a fort. Fort. Have you ever made a blanket fort? Those are fun to do. You get blankets and you put them over desks or over to your dining room table or over your couch and you crawl inside and it's kind of like a tent. This is a fort. 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 And it has our O-R sound. O-R says or. Fort. O-R says or. So our fort is going to be brown. We'll almost finish it. And we're just coloring the fort behind the fence. So take about 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. And then let's color the flag blue. Can you find a blue crayon? Any kind of blue will work. Let's color the flag blue on the fort. So fort has our OR sound. OR says or. Or fort. Here's a word that rhymes with fort. Take away the F in fort and try it with an S. Sort. Sort. Exactly. All right. Take 2 more seconds for the blue flag. 2, 1. Now let's color the fence in front of the fort. We have a fence fort or a fort fence. A fence for the fort. Let's color our fence red, as in stop. Don't come back here. This is our fort. So find any kind of red crayon will work. I am not picky. It can be violet red. It does not matter. And let's color the fort's fence red. So we have fort and sort. Both of those rhyme, and they both have our O-R sound. O-R says or. What about sp, sp, sport? Sport has our OR sound. Sport, do you play a sport? I do not. I really never, I'm not very good at sports. I did do gymnastics when I was little, and I can still do a cartwheel, but I'm not so good at like baseball or softball or soccer. A sport for me, it's talking to you all. That's what I love to do. Or going to the gym, maybe, but it's not really a sport. So we have sort, fort, and sport. All of those rhyme. We could say, there's a fort and it is there, and it is a sort of tent, sort of. It's a sort of tent. A fort is a sort of tent. And you could play a sport by the fort if you wanted. Because OR says or, that is what I know. Boys and girls, take 5 more seconds for your fence by the fort. And then we're going to move on. Take 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. See if you can find this one. Ready? Thorn, thorn, thorn. Do you see the roses? There are 4 of them. Do you see them? And there are arrows pointing at all of the thorns. Well, let's color the thorns and the stems what color? Yes, green. Leave the roses alone for right now. Just find a green crayon and color the stems and the thorns as best you can. I know it's kind of small and you might get out of the line. That's okay. We'll color the stems and the thorns green. Shouldn't take you very long because they're little. So take about 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. And then let's color, see the rose that fell on the ground? Let's color that rose. Let's do purple. So thorn, so we're coloring the rose on the ground purple. So thorn has our O-R sound. Thorn, it says or, thorn. Thorn, sort, fort, sport, thorn. We've got all these O-Rs. All right, so if the rose bush dropped a purple rose, the other ones in the bush will probably be purple too. So let's color those purple as well. Here's another word with or. Ready? Or. Or. For. The rose is for you. Here it is. It is for you. It's for you. For has our O-R sound. Or. It's fort without which letter? It's the word fort, but we're taking off the T. Exactly. Instead of fort, we're just saying for. This rose is for you. It's for you. And by the way, how many roses are there? Yes, there are 4 roses. 4. That one's spelled a little bit differently, but you can hear the or sound. For you. It's for you. And there are 4 roses. And they all have a thorn. A thorn. Okay, take 1 more second and let's move on. 1. Okay, down. All right, we have a soldier standing there. He's actually a Marine. Maybe you know someone that is a Marine. And he has a name. Here's his name. Guess what? It has an O-R or sound. His name is N-Orm. N-Orm. Norm. It's short for Norman. His name is Norm. Let's color Norm's. Let's cut, you know, the Marine outfit is blue with some white. So let's color his shirt. See his shirt? Let's color it blue because a Marine's shirt is blue. All right, so he's got a blue shirt and his name is Norm. Listen to me say Norm. N-or. Norm. What 2 letters are making that or sound in Norm? Did you say O-R? You are brilliant. You are correct. That is so good. So Norm has our O-R sound, just like fort and what else? For and thorn and sport and sort. These are all words with O-R. O-R says or. Okay, take 3 more seconds for his blue shirt. 3, 2, 1, and let's color his pants blue too. So Norm, he is wearing blue pants. and a blue shirt. And you could say, what did he wear? He wore blue pants and a blue shirt. Wore. Listen to the word wore. Wore. He wore blue pants and a blue shirt. Wore has our O-R sound. I could say to you, Yeah, he wore it. He wore it. He wore blue pants and a blue shirt. Okay, last bit. Color his hat blue as well. Norm has a blue hat. He wore it on his head. He wore it on his head. Okay, take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Let's finish it off. We need to make sure that he has on some black shoes. So find a black crayon. And if you don't have a black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. That will work just fine. This should only take us a couple of seconds because it's little. His shoes are little. And 2, 1. Put down your black crayon and look for this one. Ready? Horn. 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 Do you see the horn? It's laying on the ground. I wonder if Norm is going to play the horn. Let's color the horn yellow, some kind of yellow crayon. Horn has our O-R sound. O-R says or. Horn. Horn. And on that horn, he could play the song. Have you heard this one? Glory, glory, glory be. Glory, glory, glory. O-R says or. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1, and then find your pencil. We're going to work at the bottom of our paper. We're going to read and write. Let's look at 1. You'll see a row of pictures. I'm going to name the picture for you. If you hear our O-R or sound, I want you to circle it. If you don't, leave it alone. Ready? Here we go. The first picture is showing a direction. The direction is north. North. Yes, circle it. North. Our next picture shows a bird. Bird. That doesn't have it. Otherwise, it would sound like this. Board. And that is not a board. That is a bird. So leave the bird alone. Our next picture, see that one with the big tall legs and the funny beak, really long beak? That's a stork. 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 It's a bird that's called a stork. Yes, circle it. You can hear the or. Stork. Move over. There's a barn. Barn. Nope. Leave it alone. How about the burger? Burger. Nope. What about that? It's in the hand. It's a torch. Torch. Yes, circle the torch. So let's check. You should have circled the very first picture with the arrow pointing to the N. That's north. And then skip the baby bird and move over to the weird looking bird with the really long legs and the really long beak. That's a stork. Circle that. And then circle the very last picture, the hand that's holding the torch. The torch. All right, let's try 2. Let's read it. It says born. Born. Will you trace the circle around O-R? Born. When were you born? I was born on June 3rd. Scoot over. True story, yes. Scoot over. Let's write our missing letters. We have B. We need to write the letters for OR. O-R. And N is already there. Scoot over. Let's write born. B. OR. O-R. N. Check it. You should have B-O-R-N. Awesome. 3. Let's read it. Storm. Storm. Storms. Trace the circle around O-R. Scoot over. Let's write the missing letters. S-T-O-R. And then M is already there for us. And scoot over. Let's write the word. S-T-O-R. M. You should have S-T-O-R. M, storm. And 4, what is that a picture of? Fork. Let's write it. F, or, what should we write? O-R, K. Check it. You should have F, O-R-K. Will you circle the O-R? Because O-R says what? Or. And scoot over to number five. There's the horn again. Let's write horn. H. Or. What two letters? O-R. N. Check it. You should have H-O-R-N. Horn. Will you trace the O-R for me in horn? Not trace it, I'm sorry. Will you circle the O-R for me in horn? Because O-R says what? Or. Yes! Boys and girls, we did it! You rock, I roll together. We rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye!